Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
3:39 on Drive Time with DeRusha. I'm in a different place when it comes to COVID right now than I was 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago for sure. Frankly, I'm not all that concerned if I'm hanging out with someone right now that is not vaccinated. Now, I wish you would get vaccinated for your own good, but I'm not worried about it for my purposes, for the community's purposes. And I want to know if I'm crazy to think that way or not. So we're bringing in Dr. David Hilden to kind of give us some guidance on this because, you know, we've seen some changes from the CDC just on Friday on their advice. And Dr. David Hilden is with Hennepin Healthcare, internal medicine board certified. Dr. Hilden, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be with you, Jason.
All right. Well, let me know if I'm wrong or right or somewhere in between on this. But I feel that the guidance makes it less important to me, other than obviously wanting people not to get the worst case of COVID possible. You know, I want people to get vaccinated. But 6 months ago, I would have hesitated to hang out with someone who is unvaccinated. And right now, I feel unconcerned about that. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I think it's sort of natural that, and I'm beyond it too. I'm not giving everybody the side eye anymore. You know, right. When you go out, it's like, Jesus, that guy vaccinated there. You know, it's not that bad. But I still wish people would get vaccinated, only because that's how this thing. We would have controlled this a lot earlier if people had done that 2 years ago. And so there is an altruistic,
yes,
community public health reason to get vaccinated. But for your personal life, I know I agree with you that we're to the point now when we just have to weigh our individual risk and we can maybe get beyond having to wonder what our neighbor is doing. So I think I probably agree with you.
Dr. David Hilden is with Hennepin Healthcare. We are trying to digest the new guidance, and I guess I wish people Dr. Hilden, I wish people weren't so stupid, right? So now, you know, you can look at it now and people say, oh, well, look, like everyone who said vaccines are unnecessary or don't work, they were right. That's not, no, like we're just at a different point. The CDC said something like 95% of America has some amount of immunity, whether it's, you know, because they had COVID or because they've been vaccinated. But and I think that, you know, obviously we wish all of it came from vaccine. But the reality is we've learned as this has gone along, and it's OK to be in a different place today. Well, you tell me, is it OK to be in a different place today than I was 6 months ago or a year ago?
I think it is okay. Here's the deal on vaccinations. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. Now, it is not the case that they prevent you from getting an infection, but they did what they're supposed to do. They are exceptionally effective at reducing your chances of getting really ill.
Yeah.
Where we are now represents exactly what we thought would happen. COVID is now an endemic, or it's not quite an endemic thing. It's still a pandemic. But endemic means it's something that's in our community that's just always there, and we have learned to live with it. I think we're in that year. This year of 2022 is the year that we learn to live with it. And we start to make individual decisions based on our own personal risk tolerance. So, for instance, I do think it's reasonable to go about most of your business knowing that the vast majority of people are either vaccinated or they had COVID or both, recognizing that you still might get it, but you're not likely to get particularly ill from it, and that you should, and that perhaps your risk tolerance goes up a little bit more now. I think that's entirely reasonable. I'm back in restaurants now, and I'm going to Twins games. I go to a lot of those, and I sit outside in the crowds, but it's outside. I'm hoping to go to a Wild game, but I'm not quite unsure if I want to go to an inside play. So everybody has to take their own personal risk tolerance into account now. That's what's different now.
Yeah.
A year or two ago, we all had to be on the same page. We all had to wear our masks. We all had to get vaccinated. And the more of us that did those things, the better we all were. The guidelines now are much more, well, we're at a new place now. Use your individual risk tolerance. Wear a mask if you're in crowded places and you're worried. And if you're not so much, maybe you don't have to. I think that's probably a good place for us to be now.
And this is this different from sort of the way we approach any sort of communicable disease, whether it's, I mean, I hate to use the flu comparison because at the beginning of COVID, people made that comparison to try to dismiss it. We know that millions of people died earlier than they would have because of COVID. So I'm not trying to minimize, but I am saying that people need to and should give themselves permission to reevaluate the situation based on where we are today.
Yep, yep, I totally agree. It's still worse than the flu and still 400 people a day die from COVID. I think it's like the third leading cause of death in the United States. Flu, this is not the flu, but we're trying to get to a place when maybe it will be. We're not quite there yet, but I would love to have it be like the flu, knowing that the flu still does kill
people
every day.
Yes, flu is bad.
Yep.
Yes, and especially if you're immune compromised or older or whatever the case may be, similar situation. Yeah, we need to take the flu seriously, too. We're talking with Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare. As the CDC did revise COVID guidelines, what do you think is the other let me ask you this, because this sounds like a stupid question, but I see this often where people say, well, you know, CDC finally admitting social distancing doesn't work. The difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated, there's no real difference. What do you say to that?
Yeah, the CDC is in a tough bind. This thing has evolved so rapidly that they make decisions based on the best available data. It is not true that social distancing does not work. It is not true that masks don't work. Those are simply myths. They very much work.
Are we sure that masks work? That's the one thing that I've been curious about during all of this.
Yep, they do. They really do. Now, do they work perfectly? No. No, nothing works perfectly. But all those things do work like we thought they would.
Together.
Social distancing works. Yes.
Yeah.
The masks work. Gathering outside is better than inside. Mask is better than unmasked. Vaccinated better than unvaccinated. All those things add up to your level of protection. What has changed is that the virus has evolved into a highly transmissible but less deadly virus. We have got better treatments, our hospitals are better equipped, and we have better immunity through prior infection and vaccine. So the pandemic realities have changed.
Yes.
Those interventions still are just as sound as they were at the beginning. It's just that the reality of the pandemic has changed.
If you look back on the beginning of this, is there one thing that you would have changed, whether it's the messaging or the interventions? Is there something that you think, with the benefit of hindsight, we've learned that, well, maybe we could have done that better, or maybe we didn't need to do that?
Yeah, I think we should have promoted things like ventilation better instead of just don't ever go inside with another person. You know, ventilation was proven to be helpful. And I think way at the beginning, I'm talking March, April, May of 2020, we needed to take it more seriously. We didn't. Our government didn't take it seriously. And we could have nipped this in the bud earlier than we did, but we simply didn't take it seriously at the beginning. That's what I wish we had done.
At the very beginning, the first month.
Very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very, very beginning, we needed to take it more seriously. And then there's some other things that, we should have poo-pooed people that wore masks. We should have aggressively pursued vaccination earlier. And we should have done testing. All those things in 2020, we didn't do quite so well. We paid the price for it, that we didn't have to. But we're much better at it now. And so I think that now, it's water under the bridge now. Now we do what we know.
Well, you hope we learn for next time. And I guess I would add to that list that we needed to take the nursing home situation and the assisted living situation. That needed to be treated like a red alert emergency. And I don't know if it was.
I agree with that, Jason. The other thing is probably schools. The effect on children is complex. And I think that maybe we could have done some things differently with the schools. Now, I'm not an expert on child development, but there have been a load of effects on children missing school. It is a lesser illness in children. Maybe we should have thrown open all the windows in every elementary school and just sent them all back. Maybe that was maybe what we should have done. So I think schools were one thing that we maybe could have done things a little bit differently.
Yeah, and I think, taking a look at the things we've learned and could do differently doesn't mean that the decisions in the moment were wrong. This was an unprecedented scenario, you know?
I agree with that completely. I think the state of Minnesota handled this marvelously well. Not perfectly, but I think we did the best we could, and I applaud our public health leaders and our leaders in Minnesota. I think we did things pretty well. But we have a lot we could learn to do it better next time.
Dr. David Hilden with Hennepin Healthcare, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jason.
All right. It is 3:50. We take a quick break and be right back on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.